Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack thinks some income tax reform could benefit both beginning farmers and people like himself who have farmland to sell.
As we begin the process within the Congress of talking about tax reform, invariably in audiences like this, there's almost always a conversation about the estate tax. But I really think we need to broaden that conversation to include the income tax. Because the reality is that there are a lot of folks out there like me and my wife, Christy, where we own a farm, but we don't operate the farm. And we've owned it for some time, and it's appreciated in value. And there's really no income tax incentive whatsoever for us to consider selling that land or making it available in terms of selling to a young beginning farmer. And the reason simply is that if we did that, we would pay a significant amount of capital gains tax. So I think as we talk about tax reform, is there a way in which my basis could be transferred to that new owner? Or is there a way in which there could be incentives built into the tax system that would encourage someone like myself to think about making that transfer and not have to wait for myself to die, my wife to die, and our kids then make the decision?
Vilsack says that leads to a broader conversation of non-farm operators and conservation.
American farmers and producers take a long view. They're invested in soil health. They're worried about water quantity and water quality. But non-farm operators may not be as long have that long-term view. They may be more interested in the short-term return. Is there a way in which we can make sure that that isn't compromising our conservation efforts, that's not compromising soil health in the long term? And I think we need to maybe take a look at those issues in more depth.
The secretary says he's discussed the issue briefly with House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conway. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.